Yesterday, EPA officials heard from Dillingham and area residents at the public hearing there. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The EPA staff ran into the palpable disappointment of well over 100 residents Wednesday afternoon. Dozens testified over 3.5 hours. Most spoke from the heart about their love for the region and their existential fear of a large mine.
If we lose our fish, we're going to lose everything. My children and the children's children's children will never get a chance to do the things that I've done.
Without the strictest of protections like 404C, our way of life, our fish, our clean, pure water will be decimated.
There's a reason that we have all this fish. It's because we don't have any mines. We don't have any dams.
This withdrawal is a threat to me and my people in our very existence as a people of this land.
That was David Nicholson, Diane Folsom, Albert Larson, Anushka Waisaki, all from Dillingham or neighboring villages. Bristol Bay's largest hub sits downstream of and more than 100 miles as the crow flies from one of the largest copper and gold deposits in North America. Dillingham is home to some of Pebble's most ardent opponents. All who spoke Wednesday, including Peter Christopher from New Stuyahok, called for their one-time ally EPA to reverse its current course.
I would appreciate if you guys would pass that on to Scott Pruitt to consider not withdrawing that Clean Water Act.
The agency staff on hand spoke at length about the Trump administration's approach and reminded their audience that the EPA had never finalized the preemptive restrictions and is in no way limited from still blocking Pebble under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act. But if that authority is used, it will now likely happen within the normal permitting process after an environmental impact statement has been completed. Dan Dunaway from Dillingham told the EPA he's not sure the Obama administration was following a just course, but he doesn't necessarily like the alternative either.
I get a sense that the process for mining permits, there's not really a clear avenue to get to no mine versus a mine. I think the process for mining permits in that way is somewhat flawed.
The Pebble deposit is located on state lands set aside for mineral development. Sensing the state was ill-equipped to protect the ecosystem and downstream fishery, Bristol Bay tribes asked for federal intervention back in 2010. That triggered the EPA's Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, which led to the proposed mining restrictions. This was an outcome Catherine Karskalin, a commercial fisherman from Dillingham, wants to see upheld.
Our state permitting process is not equipped to consider the long-term impact of not only Pebble's Phase 1 plan, which is what I consider it, but the domino effect of the mining district this would bring. That's why 404C allows for a proactive decision, and there's no better place to apply this from Bristol Bay.
House Speaker Bryce Edgman, who hails from Dillingham and represents the region, blasted the EPA for backing down and also agreed that Alaska doesn't do enough to protect its salmon habitat.
It's been the history of our state that all major development projects get the benefit of the doubt. That's just been a fact of life in Alaska. It's time to change that now. EPA can play a large role in that. Please don't defy the wishes of the region, the people of the great state of Alaska, and our country as a whole. Thank you.
Those who lined up to speak to EPA Wednesday have done so many times for the past 7 years. They felt they had won the battle under Obama, but with one election, that rug was pulled out from under them. With a catchy new zinger, Robin Samuelson told EPA again and probably not for the last time that the world's greatest sockeye salmon fishery and its intact ecosystem deserve unique protection.
My people here rely on this resource and be damned if we're going to see that mine happen. And you guys better stay the Environmental Protection Agency, not empty promises to America.
EPA headed next to Iliamna to hear from residents much closer to the proposed mine site. The public comment period closes October 17th. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.